From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Another powerful earthquake jolted central Italy Sunday, causing injuries and damage, including the collapse of a 600-year-old basilica, but no media fatalities. The epicenter of the 6.6 magnitude quake was near the town of Norcia, where only the facade of this 14th-century basilica of St. Benedict still stands. Thousands were made homeless.
Ma soprattutto diamo un messaggio alle popolazioni. Noi ricostruiremo.
Prime Minister Matteo Renzi vowed to rebuild houses, churches, and businesses. It was the most powerful quake to hit Italy since 6.9 magnitude quake struck in 1980, when thousands perished. Many had already fled the area following an August 24 quake that killed nearly 300. Syrian rebels Sunday pursued their counterattack against Russian-backed government forces in the embattled city of Aleppo, with reports of fighting inside the government-held sector. Analyst Alam Payan of Ohio State University said he's not surprised by the rebel advance.
I had information that they were preparing, but no one was really sure that when will they start this. So apparently they have somehow decided to go ahead and strike on Friday, yesterday, and today.
Monitors say at least 40 civilians have been killed in the latest offensive. Both sides accuse each other of using chemical weapons. Much of the fighting centered on a battle for a huge apartment complex in a western district, which, if captured, would bring rebels within several kilometers of the center of government-controlled western Aleppo. Some violence was reported at polling stations as voters in Ivory Coast decided whether to approve constitutional changes aimed at ending years of unrest. Proponents say they'll bring stability to the politically and ethnically divided nation, which experienced a 1999 coup, a civil war, and post-election violence in 2010. This is VOA News.